Welcome in to an emergency edition of the Locked On Knicks podcast. I am Gavin Schall, and this is about the fifth time I'm recording this intro. Initially, it was that KP expressed some concerns about the direction the Knicks were going. Then he wanted to be traded. Then the Knicks were in talks with Dallas. Then the Knicks made a deal with Dallas. And now we have the details of that deal. When I recorded the first part of the show, which I've decided not to delete, just to kind of give you an idea of what I was going through minute by minute, I did not know the exact details of that trade, only that the trade had happened. The second part is a lot angrier and more emotional now that I know that we traded Kristaps Porzingis for the mediocrity incarnate that is Dennis Smith Jr. Fair warning on this pod, there is some not safe for work, not safe for kids language, and I know we occasionally have that in pods anyways, but it's usually just a word here or there, so I don't feel the need to put in a warning, but I'm very upset, so there is quite a bit of it. Just in case you're listening in a car with a younger kid, that is something to watch out for, and I apologize for that. All right, here it is, 13 minutes of my utter heartbreak at the Knicks trading away their future. My one time, the guy who I thought was going to be my favorite Knick ever, Kristaps Porzingis, now on the Dallas Mavericks.
You are Locked On Knicks, your daily New York Knicks podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Knox fouled from behind, counted and one. Fisdale pumps his fist.
What he does is contagious, like.
To Trier. Trier drives down. Oh! Alonzo Trier! Hand across the lane. The Porzingis fires up a three and boom! That one goes down and the game is tied!
Becomes infectious.
You are Locked On Knicks, your daily New York Knicks podcast. I'm your host, Gavin Schall. Alex is at work and not available to record because we did not expect to have to record a podcast. But seemingly in a matter of a few hours, the Knicks' entire world was turned upside down. Going into this morning, Kristaps Porzingis was the centerpiece of their present to some degree, if you consider the present starting next season, or you could say their near future, long-term future. To me, he represented basically the best hope at a homegrown franchise player since I became a fan of this team, and probably the best hope for a homegrown franchise player since Patrick Ewing. And that's just kind of the reality of it. He was already maybe my favorite player of my Knicks lifetime, and I thought we were going to have 15 to 20 years with the guy, and he would be 40 and coming off the bench and stroking threes like we saw from Dirk last night. And now that's not going to happen. He's apparently going to the Dallas Mavericks. It seems like the trade is centered around Dennis Smith Jr., irregardless of who the Knicks are getting back. And it's not going to be Luka Doncic. There's no one on Dallas's roster that could give you equal value for Kristaps Porzingis, who he is, everything he provides. So this is just stunningly horrible on a number of levels. For one, if I'm the Knicks, assuming that this was brewing for a while. The report is obviously sudden, and KP telling Scott Perry and Steve Mills his desire to be traded seemingly just happened today. But I'm assuming this wasn't a one-day decision. And I kind of expected the Knicks to have a reasonable course of action, take some time, and say, all right, you're unhappy, let's sit on this for a few weeks, we can talk things over. This summer, we're going to offer you $158 million to play basketball, even though you're a giant human being who just tore his knee up. And if you choose to risk that $158 million, you can take the $4.5 million qualifying offer, and then we can trade you to another team. Instead, the Knicks seemingly have reacted without any thought. And keep in mind, this is all kind of preemptive because we don't officially know what the Knicks are getting back. We know that it involves, or we think we know that it involves Dennis Smith. And the Mavericks have already traded their first round pick this season to the Atlanta Hawks, so they will not be getting that. They cannot trade their first-round pick the year after. They can do a pick swap with the Knicks, but presumably Dallas, with the combination of a healthy Porzingis, Doncic, and any number of free agents they add to what's now probably one of the most attractive free agent destinations in all of basketball, those picks are going to be very, very bad from a Knicks perspective. So I can't, for the life of me, understand what the thinking is here in not starting any kind of bidding war for Porzingis, much less waiting for the summer. This seems objectively insane. Like, this seems like it worse even than I think what we got under Dolan and the Dolanites running the team from 2000 to 2017. This feels like if you gave the world's biggest Brooklyn Nets fan the right to run the Knicks. That's what it feels like, honestly. This is just as self-destructive as you could possibly be. I've seen the possibility thrown out there that Porzingis' knee is far worse than people expected, and he hasn't recovered the way people have expected, and in the Knicks' mind, he's not going to be an NBA player for any sustained amount of time. And I've also seen it thrown out there that the Knicks are somehow certain they're going to get Kevin Durant this summer. And even if that were true, this still doesn't make any sense to me, because I would personally have taken this to the summer and forced KP to give up that kind of money, or at the very least started some kind of bidding war, which apparently no one considered. All right, anyways, we'll take a quick break and I'll come back with some final thoughts on, or some final initial thoughts, I guess. We'll have another podcast later tonight on this deal. All right, welcome back to the Locked On Knicks podcast. I sound delirious because I am. The trade is apparently official. The Knicks are sending out Kristaps Porzingis, Courtney Lee, Tim Hardaway Jr., for Wesley Matthews, Dennis Smith Jr., and DeAndre Jordan. So I guess the reasonable take on this is that the Knicks are going to have a whole lot of cap room. They're going to have $74.5 million in cap room. So if you know somehow that Kevin Durant is coming, and that's the only way I could spin this in a positive, and that he could potentially bring Kyrie Irving with him, then I don't totally get this, but at least it makes a shred of sense. If any scenario but that one exists, then this is objectively insane. This is so fucking stupid. If you're doing this because you think it'll give you a shot at Kevin Durant. Because let me say this, unless you get Durant and Kawhi Leonard, and even then, I would rather have 21-year-old Kristaps Porzingis over anyone other than Durant in this free agent class. Maybe Kawhi, if you think KP possibly will not come back totally healthy. But KP looked like he was going to be an all-star as a teenager and a truly unique player in the modern NBA, a guy who could protect the rim, who could rim roll offensively, and who could shoot the basketball, and who could score one-on-one. Those guys do not exist. You know why they call him the fucking unicorn? Because there are not a lot of fucking unicorns. That's it. These guys don't exist. They do not come along very often. When you get one, you treat them right, and you hold on for dear life. And clearly that didn't happen. And look, you could turn this around on Porzingis, and like, I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know. Were the Knicks shopping him before today, and he found out about it, and that's why he said, okay, just trade me, I want out? Maybe. Should that have bothered him to the degree it did, considering there's only 3, 4, 5, 6 guys in the entire league that are objectively untradeable? Yeah, maybe. The Knicks were finally doing the right thing this year. After 20 years of mismanagement and tortured existence as a fan, they were finally doing the right thing. Sure, they picked the wrong year to bottom out. They could have done it last year when Luka Doncic was a possibility. The guy, you know, we just saw on an off night torch this team. And they could have done it before the lottery odds shifted and maybe have gone down the path of a Philly and had a Joel Embiid, had a Ben Simmons, had a Jimmy Butler. They didn't do that. They decided to do it this year. But you know what? Better late than never. They finally got it right. They were tanking. They had Porzingis in their back pocket, and a guy who next season, if healthy, I would have been shocked if he wasn't an all-star. And even if you don't get a Kevin Durant or a Kawhi Leonard, it's still a possibility that you get a Tobias Harris. And I know Knicks fans don't like that, and you don't want to be caught on the chain of mediocrity. But let's just say, worst case scenario, you have a team built out of Frank, Trier, RJ Barrett, Tobias Harris, and KP with a bench stocked with young assets, a ton of cap flexibility, or at least a little bit of cap flexibility, and a team that would be exciting and on an upwards trajectory. Now, you don't get Kevin Durant. You don't get Kawhi Leonard. You are screwed. This is looking like another 10 years of being bad to mediocre and maybe panicking and overpaying the wrong guy. I'll tell you this much, Dennis Smith Jr., he is not the right guy. I know he looked great yesterday. I know Dallas doesn't have a huge need for him anymore, but he is exactly the kind of point guard the Knicks have been losing with for, again, 15 to 20 seasons now. He's not as good version of a Stephon Marbury or a Steve Francis. He does not play a ton of defense. He is not an exceptionally good passer. He is a really good athlete. He's a solid but not great shooter. That guy is not the answer. His best case scenario is honestly like a better version of what Emmanuel Mudiay is turning into, which is like a nice option off the bench. I know that this trade was done partially for cap room, but you don't trade a Kristaps Porzingis unless you're getting a blue chipper back. You don't do it. Even if his medical situation is worse than we think, you can't do that. Obviously, it wasn't so bad that Dallas wasn't willing to trade for him. This was the same idea that people had around Kawhi Leonard last year, and that was even more questionable because he's way older, that he was damaged goods. And you see what he's doing with Toronto now. And I know these guys aren't always the same. Occasionally, there's a Brandon Roy. But with someone this young and this good, you don't screw that up. You don't move that guy. And if you, for some godforsaken reason, move that guy, you better be getting back a top five caliber talent. And Dennis Smith Jr. is not that. So this is just another example of the Knicks being the Knicks and actively destroying their franchise. And that sucks. That really sucks. Because I've been invested for 14, 15 seasons now, and the best I've gotten out of that was one playoff series win. My dad has been invested since the 60s, maybe the 50s. Since 1972, he's gotten, what, two runs to the finals? That's it? And you spend all that time waiting and hoping and investing, and this is the return you get on that, this poo-poo platter of Dennis Smith, Wesley Matthews, and DeAndre Jordan. Literally 2 weeks ago, Dallas wanted to trade Dennis Smith Jr. for nothing. The Knicks could have bottled up one of James Dolan's golden turds and shipped it over to Dallas, and they would have gotten Dennis Smith. It could have been that easy. It really could have been. And now they're trading one of the top 10 to 20 assets in the league for him? That's insane. That's insane. So let's say this. Steve Mills, Scott Perry, if the time comes to pass that Kevin Durant or Kawhi Leonard or Kyrie Irving or all three of them sign with a team that is not the New York Knicks this offseason, you should be fired on the spot. And James Dolan, you've been doing this for way too long. You've been getting away with this for way too long. You should be run out of town. You should not be allowed to own the New York Knicks anymore. And I know that's not necessarily feasible. I know that fans don't have that kind of power, but people should legitimately protest what is an injustice. It's been malpractice for the better part of 20 years now. The dude literally rehired sex offender Isaiah Thomas to run the Liberty. And that's not including all the incompetence over this time. This is as much as I've been crushed by the Knicks my entire life as a fan. This is probably the lowest. We'll see what happens. He wasn't going to play the rest of this year anyways. They get Kevin Durant. They get Kawhi Leonard. Kristaps, and I'm not saying I'm rooting for this. I hope he has a great career, regardless of how much he screwed the Knicks. I still have a lot of love for that guy, whether it's rational or not. If they get Kevin Durant and get Kawhi Leonard, then I guess we'll say all is forgiven. If anything else happens, this was awful. Anyways, we'll be back with some more thoughts later tonight. I'm interested to hear what Alex has to say on this. Maybe he'll have a little bit of a more nuanced take than I do, but yeah, those are my initial thoughts.